This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. So glad to be spending a bit of time with you today talking about how we can make change easier. And if you are listening to this on the day it airs, which is Monday, March 25th, we are in the middle of, we just started yesterday, a four-part free series on creating change. And that is something I'm doing in the evenings. It started Sunday, March 24th, 8 p.m. Eastern, totally free, live, online, available to everybody. And it continues tonight. You have not missed anything. It is not too late. If you didn't see yesterday's, if you weren't a part of that, no worries. Just go to the show notes page for today's episode, primalpotential.com/576. When you go there, not only will you be able to register for the remainder of this evening event, this series on how to make change easier, how to create change in your life, the four pillars of effective change, but when you register, you'll also get a replay of what you missed last night. You do not have to catch up on that before you join us tonight. These are really four standalone segments that focus each on one of the four elements of creating change. So go to primalpotential.com/576 so that you can register. And I'll tell you how this came about. I've noticed over the past few years in my own life, really working at becoming a better problem solver and growing, evolving, moving to the next level of mindset, moving to the next level of self-care, always looking to improve my work, my finances, my relationships. In doing that while also working with thousands of you to create similar changes and improvements in your life, it has become increasingly obvious that the same small handful of tools, literally just four tools, can be used over and over again in any area of life to break through any barrier, to overcome any situation, to change your mindset, to accelerate your results. And it's something that I've always tried to explain, but hadn't really found the right framework until just the other day. I'll get to that part. But what I found is that it really doesn't matter if I'm helping a client with a relationship challenge or a mindset challenge, a food challenge, a weight challenge, you name it, we kept coming back to the same tools. And I've been working with a few business coaches, and I've always had a business coach, but most recently, they've been saying, well, you know, what are the top three questions that you get from your listeners? And I said, it's really not about the question itself, but what is the issue behind the question? I said, it's less that the questions are the same, because I get thousands of emails a week with all sorts of different questions, but what continues to excite me is that the solutions are really just from this small subset of tools, just four tools that we apply again and again and again, regardless of if the issue is lack of motivation, or if the issue is inconsistency, or if the issue is isolation and loneliness or overeating. The amazing thing about that that encourages and inspires me is that we don't need, sometimes it feels so overwhelming, right? But we don't need to have all of these different massive improvements in our lives if we can just learn and then practice implementing these few tools, just four strategies. We can apply them to every aspect of our lives. And that's why in the 12 weeks to transformation and in the work I do with all my clients, the tools and the strategies we use create such broad improvements. I was on the phone with a client the other day and she said, hey, look, when you have tough days, Elizabeth, like when you just think to yourself, if I have to respond to one more rude email, she said, just remember that you saved my family. And while I'm so happy for her, what inspires me most is that these are the same tools that helped another client who just posted in our free Primal Potential Facebook group the other day that she lost 101 pounds. Another client who said her business volume has doubled because of the tools. Well, how could it be when it's not a relationship program and it's not a money program and it's also not a food program? It's because of these four pillars of change that really do apply to everything. And up until recently, I hadn't synthesized them into one list, into one really clear and concise framework. I wanted to, I just maybe didn't have the mental clarity. And I was sharing with one of my Master's Club clients that I've recently adjusted my approach to, I was tempted to say work, but it's really way more than work. Because I heard somebody describing a different perspective in terms of productivity, right? Instead of trying to do more and eliminate distractions, which had been my approach for a while, like just make sure that I'm not turning the TV on, make sure that I'm not multitasking, all of those different productivity hacks. And instead of that, focus on getting yourself in an optimal state of performance. And the way that it was described to me is think of yourself as like a garden hose, right? How many times have you had a garden hose where the water pressure just kind of sucks, right? Maybe it's a trickle, or maybe you just can't get the intensity of pressure that you want from that. So you go over to the valve, to the nozzle, and you try to turn it up. But the reality is that will never work until you remove the kink in the hose. And when we think about our own lives and our own output and our output, whether that is discipline, focus, motivation, consistency, or anything in between, when our output isn't what we want, we just try to like beat ourselves into submission. Do more, focus more, work more. And instead, I've been trying to remove all my kinks so that when I do sit down to work or when I do spend time with my boyfriend, it's the best version of me, free from blocks and obstructions. When I've been doing that, focusing on things like, okay, it's not about how many hours today am I going to work. It's not about how much is on my to-do list, or am I switching from one task to another, or am I prioritizing the right things, but rather, am I taking care of myself in a way that when I do sit down to work, I'm unobstructed? It's really changed my perspective on things like eating really well and drinking enough water and getting enough sleep and journaling consistently and meditating consistently and being really positive. When I do those things, it's not because, oh, it'll help me lose weight, or, oh, I'll have more energy. But the truth is, I do better in my life. I am more emotionally resilient, and when I sit down to work, I am much less obstructed. So as I've been doing this over the past couple weeks and really working to just put self-care on a whole nother level for the sake of the result it creates in terms of how I show up, my performance, not just at work, but also at the gym and in the way I communicate with everyone in my life. How can I care for myself in a way that I show up unobstructed and just ready to flow? No obstructions, no barriers. When I did that, I literally was sitting at my table with Sarah. Sarah is the newest member to the Primal Potential team. And I said, I totally got it. I totally got it. I see the simple framework, these four tools that are the backbone of the 12 weeks to transformation, that are the reason that the tools continue to be the same, whether we are talking about inconsistency, or we are talking about overspending, or we're talking about binge eating, or we're talking about breaking the promises we make to ourselves. And I was able to really quickly synthesize that list. And I shared it last Wednesday night on a webinar with folks who are on the wait list for the 12 weeks to transformation to introduce them to how it works and open up registration and all of that kind of stuff. You can email Sarah if you want a replay of that Q&A, sarah@primalpotential.com, and she will make sure that you get that replay. That is why I'm doing this four-part workshop, this free four-night workshop on these four pillars of change, because these are tools that you can start using now, and they apply to every area of life. And the more you practice them, the more effortless they become, the more they just become your standard operating system, and the easier life feels. Change no longer hinges on motivation, on discipline, on willpower, because you have these four tools to return to again and again and again. We're going to talk about them a little bit today, but where we're really doing the deep dive is tonight at 8 p.m., tomorrow night, which is Tuesday, as well as Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Just go to the show notes for today's episode, primalpotential.com/576, to register. And even if you can't make all four nights or you can't be there live, please register anyway, because the replays will be going out to the people who are registered. So it's totally free. I'd love to have you join me live. The benefit of being there live is that I'm going to be answering questions from folks who are on there live, helping them apply these four tools to their own lives. So I'm excited to connect with those of you live. It's always super fun. I love the podcast, but being on a live webinar is different because you're there and I'm there and we can talk to each other at the same time. And that just makes it really fun and special. So I don't want you to miss that. primalpotential.com/576 to register and get the replays or join me live. Four nights, totally free, each night devoted to one of these four pillars of change. What I want to do this evening is talk about where you can implement an improvement right now, today, to create change in yourself, because I've been going through the emails that I've gotten over the last 6 months, and I've been categorizing them into themes of struggle. That is going to allow me to make sure that I am really serving you at the highest level and giving you more of what you need, less of what you don't need. And it became really clear that too many people are stuck in the past. Too many people are focused on the problem, and not enough people feel empowered or equipped to create massive change in their lives and trust that they will sustain it and believe that they can enjoy the process. I'm going to say that again because it's so important. Too many people do not feel empowered to or equipped to create change in their lives. Too many people doubt that they will sustain it. And too few of you are enjoying the process. I talked about these ideas last Wednesday, as I mentioned, for folks who are on the wait list for the 12 weeks to transformation. And as of today, registration is going to be open up to the masses, meaning beyond the wait list, for our April 7th kickoff. And I want to do two things in this episode. Most importantly, I want to really resolve what we just established. I want to instill in you the belief. I want to have you leave just this episode feeling genuinely empowered that you can and you will create massive change in your life. I want to help you trust and see how you can create that trust that you will sustain it. And I want to show you how you can really enjoy the process. And I want to invite you to work with me over the spring for 12 weeks in the 12 Weeks to Transformation, which is my 12-week coaching program that I participate in every single day to help you do just that, because I believe that it's really valuable to have a coach, because it's easy to drift. And it's easy to have the intention but not necessarily follow it through or really need that support to follow it through. That's why I have coaches, because I've got great ideas and then sometimes I get distracted. And it's so valuable to me to just have somebody be like, all right, here we go. Let's come back to the point. And also, it's super valuable to have somebody who is invested in you when you're struggling. And I want to do that for you. Really, this whole episode is about empowering you, inspiring you, and getting you a good starting point. I'm going to link in the show notes, primalpotential.com/576, to the actual replay of the Wednesday night webinar, because there are some pictures that I showed that I think some of you would like to see, especially those of you who are a little bit newer. These are some pictures of me from when I was over 350 pounds. I don't know exactly how much I weighed, and these pictures certainly aren't at my heaviest because I killed the photographers. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't kill anybody that I know of, but I was really, really defensive about pictures being taken, and I would forcibly delete them. True story. Like, it didn't matter who it was or how well I knew them. I would be like, you need to delete that. But I shared some of these pictures because if you look at some of these pictures, and it's not even how big I was, though I was wearing a size 26 in U.S. sizes. I know for some of you international listeners, that might not mean anything, or that might seem really small. We're talking about men's sizes. Nope, women's. But what stands out to me more about these pictures is how freaking hopeless I looked. Truly hopeless. If you had told me that I would be where I am now, I would have told you that I would be more likely to, live on Mars. That's how unlikely it felt. My patterns, it's not like, oh, I went to college and I put on some party weight and then I just got heavier. No. This was a lifelong struggle for me. And I can so relate to the emails that I get from those of you who are really frustrated. I lived in a place where my intentions far exceeded my actions. What I wanted to do, what I intended to do, didn't match up with what I was actually doing. And it seemed like a long road to get to the point where my actions would be backed up by what I wanted, where I would be really living in alignment with how I wanted to be. I just didn't think it was possible. And I know that many of you are in that spot. And I think it can be helpful not just to hear my voice and, oh yeah, I hear this all the time and it still shocks me. Well, it's easy for you to say, Elizabeth. Yeah, no, it's not. I get it. I totally understand why you might feel that way now. And that's why I want you to go over to the show notes and look at some of these pictures so that you can understand that if it was possible for me, it is possible for you. And I didn't have a coach at that time. So not only do I know that these tools are available to you and you can create this change and you can get to the point where your actions are consistently aligned with your intentions, where what you actually do matches up with what you expect from yourself or what you want to do, not only do I believe that's possible for you, but I know that it will be easier because I'm here to help you. I lived in a place where my past was way more dominant than my potential. I believed in the past struggles. I believed in my limitations and where I had been and the past patterns and the habits and the routines more than I believed that I could be or do or have something different. And that too, we can change together. I really, at the time, was a person who emphasized the problems in my life way more than the solutions. My energy, my attention, my mindset was really centered on the problem. I was committed to the problem. I was so busy telling myself about the problem that there was very little energy left over for the solution. And I know that there are many of you who feel that way now. And I know for sure that together we can create not just a day or two, not just a week or two, not just an idea, but a permanent operating system where you recognize the problem and move immediately and enthusiastically to the solution. I know that is possible and I want to help you get there. I totally can relate if you feel overwhelmed. If the overwhelm is greater than the sense of focus, because that's what was true for me, it felt so far away, this idea of change. The progress I wanted to make, where I wanted to go, who I wanted to be, was so far from where I was that my overwhelm was greater than my focus. But we can switch that. We can reverse it. all of my decades of struggle and my trying and my failing and my stopping and my starting and my I'm so motivated, and then where did it go? How could I be so motivated and so determined? This is it. This is the change. This is the new beginning. 3 days later, I'm eating Hostess cupcakes at a gas station. How? That pattern created doubt. I doubted my ability to do it. And I was so frustrated. If there was a word stronger than frustrated, like that was me. And honestly, I was a little bit afraid. No, I was a lot afraid. Terrified of failing again. Terrified of never doing the work. I knew that I didn't want to live that way. And guys, if you haven't seen some of these pictures, you've got to go to the show notes, primalpotential.com/576. I didn't want to keep living that way. And it wasn't just the size of my body. It was like, it really wasn't how big I was. It was how small I felt. And I didn't want to keep living that way. I was terrified of continuing to live that way. However, at the same time, yes, there was doubt. Yes, there was frustration. Yes, there was fear. There was also hope and determination. Maybe not a lot of it. Maybe not as much as there was doubt and frustration and fear. So I get it if you're there. But there was part of me that was like, I must change. I don't know how. I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know if I have what it takes. But I don't want to live like this. There's got to be a way. There's got to be something that I'm missing. And there was. So if you feel that way, if you've ever felt that way, I'm here to tell you, A, we can make massive change. B, it will not be as hard as you think when you start to work with yourself instead of against yourself. And C, we can really enjoy it. We can really, really enjoy it. This struggle can stop. A couple weeks ago, I emailed everybody that was on the wait list for the 12 weeks to transformation. So basically, those are people who acknowledge, I want to create change in my life. I don't know if I can, if I will, but I'm interested. And I said, what is it that you want? I asked them to fill in the blank, and I would love for you to do this too. And you can share it in the show notes. You can DM me on Instagram. I would love, love, love to hear your answer. I said, complete this sentence. I want to be the kind of person who. I want to be the kind of person who. We have to start there. Too many of us are just racing to adjust our choices, modify our behavior, and we're not connecting to what we really want. But once we do that, we can figure out what it's going to take and what we're able and willing to do today to create that in our lives. Stop with just the, I need to exercise more, I need to eat less, I need to create a budget. No, I want to be the kind of person who is such a powerful starting point, and that is where I start with my clients. So I asked everybody who was on the wait list, complete this sentence for me. I want to be the kind of person who. And someone said, I want to feel comfortable in my own skin. Someone else said, I want to no longer seek comfort from food. I want to keep the promises I make to myself. I want to succeed at anything I put my mind to. I want to always follow through. Somebody else said, I want to consistently take great care of myself, even when it's hard. I want to prioritize my health. I want to stop making assumptions. I want to live a healthy lifestyle and enjoy the hell out of it. Amen to that. Those are my people. But here's the thing. Dieting and budgeting doesn't give us those things. So why are those the routine solutions that we turn to? Oh, I just need to eat less and exercise more. I need to spend less. When you get clear on, I want to be the kind of person who, you can start to say, well, how can I practice that today? How can I show up that way today? That is why we have the new identity journal. If you haven't listened to episode 559 that I did with my good friend Jen about this process of identity journaling, showing up as the version of you you want to be, you don't have to wait until next week. You don't have to wait until you lose 10 pounds. You don't have to wait until you have more money in savings. when you identify, I want to be the kind of person who, then you get to show up that way today. If you're the person who said, I want to stop making assumptions, okay, where do I have an opportunity to practice that today? I mean, even just thinking about that now, I can think of 5 different ways I can practice that today. I can show up that way today. So for example, I'm recording this on a Friday and it is the CrossFit Open. So on Friday nights during the CrossFit Open, my boyfriend and I go to the CrossFit box and the Friday night lights, like, you know, you have a bunch of people in a bunch of heats doing the open workouts. And then afterwards, he always goes out with gym people. Sometimes I go, sometimes I don't go. It kind of depends on the week and kind of what's going on. But let's say that I decide I'm not going to go tonight. Well, I don't have to assume that his decision has anything to do with me if he goes or not. So we're clearly showing a little bit of myself here. In the past, I have made assumptions. Well, if I go home and he doesn't go home and he goes out with them, that he would rather spend time with them than with me. A, I know in my logical mind that that is not true. And B, making assumptions about somebody else serves no purpose unless you just are looking for ways to make yourself bonkers. And I'm not in that game. So when you answer that question, I want to be the kind of person who, then you want to look at what can I do today to show up that way. In fact, I am going to get up right now. I don't usually move locations when I'm recording a podcast because I know that for the crazy audio people that get bonkers when they can hear my birds in the background. So they probably already tuned out today. Can make people a little crazy. But I just wanted to grab my identity journal, which was in the other room. When we use this as a tool, it's part of one of those 4 pillars of change we're going to be talking about over the next couple days at night. But there's a question every day that says, today I want to feel. And you fill in the blank. And then the next question is, what will I do or not do today to ensure that I feel that way? So if today I want to feel in control or relaxed or calm or peaceful, what am I going to do or not do to make sure I feel that way? If I want to feel really good in my body, you know that this is how it feels for me. And I know it. This is how it feels for many of my clients. But like if I eat too much sugar, or I drink too much alcohol, or even if I just overeat in general, it could be Brussels sprouts. I don't feel good in my body. I just, if my body had a sound in those moments, it would be bleh, like a mud lump. Any Teddy Ruxpin fans out there? I think they were called the mud lumps. That's kind of the like bleh feeling that I get if I am not eating well or I'm eating too much. So if I say in my identity journal, today I want to feel really good in my skin, really good in my body. That doesn't mean I love everything about my body, but I just want to feel good in my skin, good in my clothes. Well, what am I going to do or not do? I'll use today real talk for me. I was testing out some collagen latte recipes because one of my girlfriends said, how do you make your collagen lattes? And I said, black coffee, scoop of collagen, done. Which is true. And then I was like, I could create a couple other variations that are a little bit more fun, a little bit more exciting than that. So I was testing those this morning. I digress. Anyway, back to if I want to feel really good in my skin today, good in my clothes today, not that mud lump feeling. You need to Google mud lumps if you have no idea what I'm talking about. Go to images. But I do not take responsibility for anything creepy that shows up in Google Images because I've had some scary moments in Google Images, and I bet you have too. Anyway, geez, I'm like squirrels all over the place today. If I want to feel really good in my body, if I want to feel really good in my skin, what am I going to do or not do today, this day, this Friday that I'm recording this? I'm not going to eat until dinner because I already met my fuel needs with the 3 variations of collagen lattes that I drank. Maybe that's why I'm so wired. Gee, I just put that together. Brilliant. So because of that, because I had coconut butter in one and I had cacao in one, actually I had coconut butter in 2, I think, 1 or 2. I'm good. I'm good on the fuel for now. It's already like 11 a.m. So I'm going to chill and drink a lot of water and have no more coffee until today. And then dinner, I'm going to eat before I go to the gym so that if I choose to go out afterwards, I'm not like, oh, I'm really hungry and I need to order something. I'm going to eat ahead of time. And what I'm going to have is spaghetti squash with ground meat. I don't know if I'll do ground turkey or ground beef, but one of those two and some marinara sauce, no cheese. That is what I'm going to do. I'm going to drink a lot of water. I'll bring a bottle of water with me to the CrossFit gym. And if I decide to go out afterwards, I don't need to order food and I'm not going to do alcohol. I am really trying to take impeccable care of myself during launch week, especially. And for me, that means no alcohol, no sugar, that sort of thing. So that is why we need to ask these questions. How is it that I want to feel? I want to be the kind of person who feels what? But you might be thinking, like, that's too simple. That is way too simple. I just ask myself how I want to feel and then I look for opportunities to do that. Well, that's certainly a huge part of it. So these four pillars that I was talking about earlier that were sort of my aha moment, and we're going into each one of them one night at a time on this free series that I was mentioning at the top. So you can register for that at the show notes, primalpotential.com/576. These four pillars are the four tools that we put in our toolbox, that we practice repeatedly, that make any and every change easier, that we return to again and again, that when I am on live Q&As, which I do every single week with my 12 Weeks to Transformation clients, we come back to them again and again and again, sometimes by different names, but always these four tools. So I'm going to touch on them now, but again, if you want more detail on them, if you want way more examples of practice, of implementation, of how does it apply to this situation, or to ask any questions that you have about it, make sure you're joining me for that four-part series. The first one is awareness. Awareness. I can't tell you how many times I get emails from people who say, you know, I set this intention, I really want to make this change, but then I like get to the end of the day and I kind of forgot about it, or I don't realize until after I've made the choice. It was almost like I wasn't even paying attention. It was automatic. It was unconscious. And I really felt that way too. It was like sometimes, at least this is the story I told myself about it then, I was just on autopilot. I didn't even recognize the opportunity to question the choice before I was buying $40 worth of food to binge on at the grocery store. That is why we use this tool of awareness. And the primary way we do it is journaling. And even though the identity journal is brand new, we have always had a journal in the 12 Weeks to Transformation. Always, always, always. This identity journal has really honed in, though, on all the iterations of the journal, as well as the identity journaling process that I talk about in episode 559. But because of how much most of us have on our plates, because of things like technology, and now, I mean, 20 years ago, it wasn't like this. You couldn't drive your car and listen to a podcast at the same time. You could drive your car and listen to music, but now it's almost like we are brushing our teeth while checking email and listening to a podcast. Of course, our awareness is diminished. We're going through so many different things in our own minds as we make choices that our awareness has gone down dramatically. And one of the tools for creating lasting change and genuinely enjoying the process is increasing our awareness. So the identity journal is how we do that in the 12 Weeks to Transformation. But then we also regularly go back to the things that chip away at our awareness. One of the ones that we talk about most often is multitasking. If you want to build your awareness, then we've also got to talk about reducing the things that chip away at the awareness. Like if you are always scrolling through Facebook and Instagram while you're eating, no wonder you feel like that choice was automatic, like you didn't think about it until afterwards. Without fail, when I am coaching my clients through a struggle, through an opportunity for change, or something that they want to modify in their own behavior pattern, we always begin with awareness. That is the first pillar of the four. And again, I'm going into way more detail and specific examples and more about how we do this in the 12 Weeks to Transformation on these evening webinars that you can register for. The second is alignment. Alignment. I talked about this in episode 571 on limiting beliefs. too often. The reason we're struggling to create change is because we believe more in the past, because we believe more in the problem. And when that is the case, there's no alignment between what we want and what we're focused on. I've told this story before, but it's a really great demonstration of it. I live on Cape Cod, and you have to go over a bridge to get onto Cape Cod. There's two bridges, but you basically can't get here in a car unless you go over the bridge. Well, these bridges are really narrow and there is no shoulder. It's basically traffic, Jersey barrier. It's actually bigger than it's like this big concrete barrier. On the other side of that is the ocean, right? The water, the canal. One of the first times I drove over the bridge, well, probably the first time I ever drove over it, I panicked a little bit. Second or third time, I drove into the barrier and it scared the hell out of me. And I remember getting over the bridge, like I drove into the barrier, got back on the bridge, got back on the lane of traffic, drove over, pulled off to the side, called my boyfriend crying hysterically. He's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? I just drove into the side of the bridge. After he realized that I was okay and just freaking out a little bit, he said, you cannot look at the barrier. If you are like, oh my God, I'm going to hit the barrier. Oh my God, I'm going to hit the barrier. You are naturally drifting towards the barrier. And that happens in our lives all the time. This is one of the tools, alignment, that we come back to again and again and again. Because if you are so focused on the problem, hello, what are you creating in your life? Where is your direction going? Where are your choices taking you? Right where your focus is, the problem. And so without question, when I'm working with my clients, when we're on these live Q&As, we keep coming back to, okay, is there alignment between your intention and your attention? How can we adjust this so that we create this alignment? We come back to that again and again and again. And alignment is the tool that we are diving into tonight on that free session. So again, you don't want to miss that. The third is advancement. Advancement. What can I do to move forward, to create an improvement? In the 12 Weeks to Transformation, we're always saying, okay, what can I do? Because many of us, myself included at times, lead with what we can't do, lead with what we don't want, lead with what's in the way. And so we come back again and again and again, regardless of the problem, to what can I do? I talked about this here on the podcast when I first moved into this, I call it my new house, but it's my new house built in 1770. And on like the first or the second night, the roof started leaking. Well, I can either stay in the problem or I can move to the solution. And that is a tool, advancement. How can I create progress? How can I move in the direction of my goal? What am I able and willing to do? I'm clear on what I can't do, but what can I do? And we return to that again and again and again. And then the fourth, after awareness, alignment, and advancement, and they build on each other. We're really strategic about how we layer these and continue to incorporate them in the 12 Weeks to Transformation. The fourth is adjustment. How's it going? Paying attention to your progress in your mindset, your progress in your choices, your progress towards your goal. If your goal is weight loss, what's changing in your body? As a result of what you've done over the last week, what results did you get? How did your body change or did it not? What do we need to adjust? What are all of the options? Where should we start? Adjustment. And these four come up in so many tools. I've mentioned the identity journal a few times, but we also have a weekly challenge. And the reason I'm telling you this is because as of today, registration is open for the 12 Weeks to Transformation. And I know a lot of you want to know, how is this different? How is this different from all the stuff I've tried before? And this four-part framework is different in and of itself, but it's also reinforced in so many ways, right? So we have the weekly challenges, and they're just one thing, because we don't want to be focused on everything. We need it to be something that can be simply, easily implemented in our daily life, no matter how busy we are, no matter how much we have on our plate, one thing that we're working on practicing every single day. So in addition to the journal, in addition to the challenges, we have daily coaching audios. Those not only help with the awareness, like, all right, I need to come back to what I'm doing, why I'm here. It's easy to drift. It's easy for life to get in the way. So these daily coaching audios, they're just like a minute to 3 minutes long. They just bring you back and they help you create alignment. Really making sure that your intention and your attention is synced up. In addition to that, they help with advancement because I'm saying, what can you do today to put this into practice? What are you able and willing to do? Where are the opportunities in your day to live this out, to get a rep in? And then we're constantly looking to adjusting what's working. And the identity journal really helps us with adjustment, not only because at the end of every day we say, tomorrow I'm going to look to improve this, but at the end of every week, we're saying, what were my wins? What went well? What am I proud of? Where did I not show up as the version of me I want to be? And what am I willing to do differently in this next week? And you've got me every single day asking questions, sharing encouragement. I'm the one recording these coaching audios, but I'm also engaged with my clients every day. And that in and of itself is a game changer because otherwise I know what it's like to just drift, to have great intentions, but not follow through on them. So over the next 3 nights, tonight, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, we are going to be talking about this process of creating change, these four pillars. And guys, these are things you can do whether or not you're in the 12 weeks to transformation. The benefit of the 12 weeks to transformation is the tools, the fact that every single component, whether it is polls, quizzes, surveys, emails, weekly challenges, the identity journal, the audio coaching is meant to seamlessly incorporate with your life and reinforce these ideas. It is not something you have to create more time for. In fact, it's less time per week than keeping up with this podcast. Because it's intentionally designed to work with whatever is going on in your life. And I think the other difference is having access to me, not just on the live weekly Q&As, but my clients will tell you this. If you reach out and you say, I'm struggling and I need help, then I'm in it to win it with you. And that is so important. That is so important to move from being a student to a practitioner. To move from taking notes to taking action. So if you want to learn more about the 12 weeks to transformation, I'm reinforcing this because I know what an important opportunity it is. I know how significant the changes are, but I don't want you to take my word for it, okay? One of my clients, I asked them to share the ones who are currently in the 12 weeks to transformation. They're currently in week 11. I said, I know there's a lot of people that are like, nope, not me. I don't think so. I'm afraid. I said, dude, let me just hear from a couple of you guys what your thoughts are. And I want to share some of that with you. Carmen said, Elizabeth stands behind you 100% and there is no price that reflects the value of her commitment to your success. And that means a lot to me because I take it very, very, very seriously. In fact, one of the primary reasons, if not the primary reason, that I hired Sarah is so that she can help me serve you better in the 12 weeks to transformation. So that she can be updating me weekly. We have 2 standing meetings a week just to talk about people in this spring 12 weeks to transformation that starts on April 7th. Just to say, all right, this is where we're at. This is, you know, who's struggling with what. It looks like this person hasn't watched the weekly challenge. Let's reach out and see how we can support them. All of that. I take it really, really, really seriously. Tracy said, if you are ready and willing to do the work, trust this process and it will change your life. One of my other clients messaged me and said that before the 12 weeks to transformation, she was overweight. She was drinking too much wine every evening. She hated her job and she felt really stuck. And she was struggling with food, but she was also struggling with her marriage and struggling with her career. And She said she joined because after listening to the podcast, she realized that I'm not a dieting person. I'm not. And she said, I was so sick of diets and I didn't believe that that was the path to change. She said, I needed different tools. And when she realized that my whole approach is not about skill set, but about mindset, she was in. She was in. And she wanted to create change. And she said, as a result of this 12 weeks to transformation, and she's in week 11 right now, I live more in the present and I ask myself the question, if I choose this, is it worth it? What is the best choice I can make in this situation and how do I want to feel? She said, the questions that we ask ourselves help me be more accountable, but they also help me to identify what I really want. She said her biggest wins is that she feels amazing. She said, I still need to work on some specific goals, but what I needed and what I got was getting my mindset right. Her biggest takeaway is that the goal is the feeling and easy is earned. She said now she's so much more positive and upbeat and she's not afraid to make the changes anymore. And she said, if you're considering the 12 weeks to transformation, I would tell you that it is transformational, but you need to plug in and do the work. She said, if you show up and you do the work, it will be life-changing. It will be life-changing. So I'm sure you have questions about time. I'm sure you have questions about money. And those are really excellent questions. And I go into them in a lot of detail that you can access right now by going to the show notes page, primalpotential.com/576. I'm going to link to that presentation that I was talking about where I go through all of the options in terms of my coaching, my accessibility, payment options, payment plans, all of that stuff. So if you are curious and if you are thinking about taking me on this journey with you as your coach for 12 weeks, let me know. The other cool thing, as soon as you register, we put your identity journal in the mail. So that'll go out to you. You do not have to wait. We literally put it in the mail, if not the day you register, the next business day. And you get immediate access to the daily coaching audios, but also to the last 15 months of daily coaching audios. So that is enough to keep you motivated, inspired, and encouraged until our kickoff date on April 7th. So if you are worried about the money, if you have concerns about that or your busy schedule or fears of failure, then you need to, like, if you don't even consider, seriously, I mean this, don't even consider the 12 weeks to transformation if you are not willing to watch the Q&A that I did on it. Because if you are going to cut corners on watching that, then it's probably not the right fit for you. I want you to be wildly successful. And as part of that, I will be very, very honest with you. So I am going to put the full replay in the show notes, primalpotential.com/576. And if you are not willing to watch that from beginning to end, then I would say the 12 weeks to transformation probably isn't for you. Just saying. But I do go into all of the elements, what you can expect, some testimonials from clients, what results they've created, how it is different from things they've tried before. So you don't have to take it from me. You can hear it from them. I know that's very, very important, as well as the financial investment payment options. You can get all that right now and you can register and we'll get your identity journal out as soon as we see that come through. If you just go to primalpotential.com/576, watch that whole presentation. And if you're still on the fence, join me tonight and tomorrow night and Wednesday night because that's totally free. We're going to be breaking down each of these four elements of change: awareness, alignment, advancement, and adjustment. I really, really hope to see you there. If you have any questions, reach out to me, reach out to Sarah. We'll get you taken care of. I hope you have an amazing day and I hope to see you tonight. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.